So getting through the fear thing is a major, major issue. So I encourage you, whatever it is, the next 30 days, do something that allows you to test your capacity, test your character, and step right into the fear. You'll be amazed. The confidence boost you will get simply by doing that, whether it's writing an offer for the very first time, scary, do it. Taking possession of a property for the very first time, do it. You know, the world won't stop. You'll survive. And sometimes things go upside down. You'll still survive. Better still, you'll learn something. Okay. Number one in the four fundamental, focus on goals. What's so important about goals is it gives you clarity. The key word, and follow along in your handouts here, the key word is clarity. You know how many people aren't clear about what's going on? Again, the most incredible thing I see about this RIN network.
Page four.
Page four, thank you. I'm not very good at this detail stuff, so you just have to follow along.
I noticed that.
Keep me on track there, Don.
Keyword right on the top of page
four. Keyword right in the keyword. It's clarity. Now, one of the other issues that comes up, of course, is those of you particularly got families, married, all that sort of stuff, and you say, I'm going to get started in real estate. I want to be a successful investor. I'm going to start part-time. But it takes time to learn to come to this once a month, to get out and do all the stuff you need to do, right? That takes some serious time. And if you have a family, it may be taking some serious time away from your family. So what we're going to cover tonight, and those people who have been through this before potentially, check yourself out how you're doing. You don't have an excuse if you've heard this before and you haven't done it. People here for the first time haven't heard this before, then you know you're going to get enlightenment at least. But it's interesting, my mentor, I'm a big believer in mentors, and I've been privileged to have some incredible mentors over my lifetime. And the first man who had the greatest impact on me, some of you may know him, Jim Rohn. Not the sports guy, by the way, the broadcaster guy. Jim lives down in California, a business philosopher, highly successful, wealthy, travels all over the world. And I was incredibly fortunate to meet him at a time in my life when I didn't have any goals. I was working in the General Hospital, the old General Hospital here in Calgary, when I first came over from Ireland. I ran the hematology department, and I looked down microscopes every day, figuring out who had leukemias and anemias and all sorts of disorders like that. Did that for 6 years here, 8 years over in Ireland. And after 14 years, I realized I was in the wrong career. And just by good fortune, I was introduced to this man, Jim Rohn. He said, Les, I don't think you're really maximizing your strengths. I'll show you how to set some goals. I'll show you how to change your attitude. I'll show you how to get better focused. I'll show you how to put game plans together that get results. See, nobody had ever taught me that before. When I went to school, you never got coaching like that. Drifted out of school, I had no plans, no goals. What am I going to be? I haven't got a clue. My dad said, you don't need to go to university, college, get a job. Security, get a job. Stick with it. And if you're lucky, 65, you'll have a pension. Because that's what he did. And that was his generation. My dad worked in the same job, coincidentally, in a big hospital in Belfast in Northern Ireland. He worked in that same job as an administrator for 44 years. And what shook me was the fact that I might be doing the same thing. And then Mr. Rohn came along. And here's what I loved in one of the conversations he shared with me. And this so applies to you. He said, if you can find a part-time opportunity to build your future wealth, real estate being the hot, you know, cookie here right today and where we are, right? But if you can just do that part-time, work on your wealth part-time, while you have your full-time job, whatever that happens to be. And set a goal within a year that you will earn as much money in your part-time real estate business that you're earning in your full-time job. How would that be? And this is what he addressed to me. I'm still working on a full-time job. And he said, what if you could get this little sales thing going and earn the same amount of money part-time as you're spending 5 days a week sitting there in the hospital looking at microscopes? That got me excited. Was the opportunity was good? What if you did that? And then he said, what if you could get to the point where you could earn twice what you normally would earn at your part-time job, or at your full-time job? Then you can quit your full-time job. Here's the key words. And work on your wealth full-time. Isn't that a brilliant concept and so simple? It's just the way he said it. And in this little part-time direct sales thing I was in, I had tripled my income compared to what I was doing in the lab in 6 months. I got so excited about it. And the opportunity was real. And my confidence was never higher. My energy was never higher. Momentum was never higher. It was incredibly exciting. And that's from someone who was stuck in a 9-to-5 sort of no-hope job in the future. Don't get me wrong, hospitals are fantastic. The people that work there are the salt of the earth, believe me. But it wasn't for me. But think about that. If you got a full-time position right now, what if in the next 12 months you could get your part-time investment portfolio earning the same amount of money as you're earning in your job? And then to double it in the following year or whatever time frame you want to choose. And then you can say, the great news is, and let's celebrate, that now I'm turning my part-time little investment portfolio into full-time, and I'm working on my wealth full-time. Does that make sense? That was brilliant. That's what he hit me with. That changed my life. But you know what has to change first? Your mindset. Because if you've been stuck thinking one way, it's really difficult to shift and change another way. It was so difficult for me, it took me 3 years procrastinating before I had the guts to walk in and leave my full-time job. 3 years of procrastinating, back and forward, fear. What if I lose the security? All this pension stuff. And as soon as I handed my resignation in, never forget that day. My boss tore open the resignation letter and he said, Les, this is the single worst decision you will ever make in your life. Seriously, that was exact words. Have a nice day. He said, you got security here, you got position here, you run the whole department, you could never be fired. What the heck are you doing? Take an incredible risk like this. Your own business? You don't know anything about business. You don't know anything about sales. You've been doing this thing for 14 years. What do you know about that? Security? You see what happened to the General Hospital a few years ago? They blew it up. 20 seconds it was gone, flattened. So much for security. And you all know the biggest security is between your ears. So, clarity, big, big deal here. Crystal clear. Are your targets going forward crystal clear? So precise? Are they fuzzy and vague? Makes a huge difference. So let's get into, you know, what works and what doesn't work. As I mentioned before, you all know this statistic probably, but that's incredible. Only 3 people out of 100 have actually taken the time to write down their future. What an advantage you guys have. Like, that's massive. And they earn 10 times more than the rest by actual survey. 10 times more than the people who don't take the time to design their future.